PHP BB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcast.com. Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 57 for April 5th, 2008. That's right, the PHP BB is back after our very interesting episode last week for April Fool's Day. So let's go through the list today. Again, I am Douglas Bell, also known as Fountain of Apples or Webmaster87, depending on what website you're on, and joining me...
And hi, my name is David Lewis, and I'm a snow addict. Oh, wait, wrong show.
Oh, Mr. Ski in Spokane, man.
Yeah, believe it or not, I woke up to an inch of snow this morning, and it's still snowing hard.
I've never been in more than a millimeter of snow at any one time.
It's April 5th, and it is snowing outside.
Woohoo! And global warming does not exist, does it? I'm kidding.
Yeah, the only thing that's going to keep us from continuing to snow for the next several weeks is that the ski resorts are closing. I mean, there is still 350 centimeters of snow on each of these mountains.
Isn't that sad? You just have to go do it yourself.
Pull myself up the mountain, right.
And joining us today to give us some insights on one of the things we're going to be talking about, please welcome back to the show Yuri Rusko.
Hey, guys.
Also known as Marshall Rusty.
Is it Rusko or Rusko?
Well, I say Rusko. A lot of people say Rusko.
Okay, Rusko. My apologies. My apologies. You can bill me for that later. Speaking of April Fool's Day, I don't know. You know, David's been having a lot of fun this week from the whole Deck 15 thing that happened on Star Trek Guide. Star Trek Guide, of course, has our PHP BB Weekly forums, and... You did a whole thing with Deck 15. I'd really be curious if you'd tell us a bit about what happened.
Yes, it was everybody knew something was going to happen on Tuesday, Deck 15. I don't think many people put together that April 1st was going to land on Tuesday, but we had always, you know, told our users for a long time, you know, watch out for Deck 15 on Tuesday. And then finally when April 1st came around, they finally realized, hey, April 1st is on Tuesday. Oh, no, what's going to happen? It turned out to be a big Borg invasion, right? Anytime you clicked or entered into Deck 15, you would get assimilated. That was put into a Borg drone group. You would get assigned a Borg avatar. Then you would also view the forum in a Borg invasion style that a couple of our style authors created, Chris,
cool.
Ica, and Liam Mack, and it was a big hit.
Yeah, I'd like for you to release whatever mod or something you did to make it where if someone clicked on the forum, automatically all the, like their rank their was changed. They joined a group. They got an avatar, customized, completely random among a whole bunch of different Borg avatars. You did some coding there, I think.
Oh yeah, it was pretty easy. But the fun part was that, you know, it would base it on your gender too. So you get a Borg male or female avatar based on your gender, and a bunch of, you know, random avatars. And that was great. Had a lot of people assimilated, so it was fun.
You have your chat box on there, and for the day, there were like people who said, oh, I'm not going to go in there. I'm not going to be assimilated. But then you pulled some tricks with the various URLs to actually trick them into going into Deck 15.
Yeah, there was a couple. You know, you had guys like Sithnar and Neothermic determined not to be assimilated. Sithnar was able to go most of the day without being assimilated, and then Ricky Mallory tricked him into being assimilated. Tricked him into clicking on a link that got him assimilated. Neothermic, I had to try a couple of times to get him assimilated. He was really avoiding. He posted in the mission reports, and he's like, "There's Borg everywhere." And, you know, we were joking on IRC and stuff. And I was trying to get him to click a link that was a preview to the style, which actually got you redirected you to Deck 15 and got you assimilated. But he was logged out, so that didn't work that time.
Oops.
And then later on, I added a flag, an unread flag. There is no unread flag in PHP 3. There is a view equals unread. So it's a view flag. But I added an unread flag so the URL looked normal.
Uh-huh.
But when he clicked on it, it directed him to Deck 15, and he got assimilated. He was so ticked, he banned me from phpbb.com, set my rank to kidnapped by birdie,
uh-huh.
and set my avatar to a little kitten dancing with a pink dress.
Be careful who you do to these things, David. You're doing the administrators. They have the power. Especially Neothermic. I would not trust him on anything.
Yeah. He did not like being tricked like that, but that was so much fun.
I really think, David, you ought to release the deck that as a Deck 15 mod on PHP.com. That would be the mod of the month here on this show. Mod for the month of April. Okay, that was fun. If you were not on Star Trek Guide, then you can go register and find out what they do next year.
Yeah. So that was the Borg invasion.
Yes. Yes, that was fun. And there were a lot of other great April Fool's jokes out there, but we don't have much time to talk about those today. So we're going to move on. This is going to be a heavy, heavy news-based show, but before we can get there, I need to run through a couple of things. First of all, how you can call in. The number to call is 724-444-7444. The TalkCast ID number is 12418 if you'd like to call in, or you can also join our already very, very vibrant chat room via TalkShoe.com. And if you want to listen to the show when it's not recorded live, it's released on podcast form at phpbbweekly.net, usually about a day after we record this. Also, we have just, and I literally mean just as in a couple of hours ago, gotten a new sponsor for phpbbweekly. And so we want to, they're going to be hanging with us for about 3 months. Sponsor is GoToMeeting, which I'm sure you may have heard of on radio and things like that. And so, you know, if you have a bunch of people that are trying to communicate with each other, trying to exchange ideas, you're far away, why go through all the hassle of traveling places? Even though we're about to talk about a meeting where people are going to be traveling to one thing, and that's what Yuri's here for, to tell us about. But you can also hold an online meeting from your computer with GoToMeeting. The way it works is everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com during your conference call, and they'll see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can get a nice PowerPoint taken care of, or you can just do a little screencast demonstration to other people. So you can try GoToMeeting free right now for 30 days. To take advantage of that special offer, you go to GoToMeeting.com/techpodcasts for the free trial. So we're great to have GoToMeeting joining us for the next few months.
I've had that. I've had the GoToMeeting used for my company a few times.
Mm.
That has been nice to use. Those are nice.
Yeah, and actually, the network that we're a part of, the Tech Podcast Network, they do I think it's a monthly kind of a tech podcast roundtable, which they actually use GoToMeeting for, so that different presenters from the network can present things using a PowerPoint that other people can take a look at. So it's an interesting service.
Not goat to meeting.
Go to meeting.
Go
sorry.
To meeting.
I talk fast. Go to meeting.
Goat to meeting.
Go to meeting. Okay. First thing let's talk about is we have been waiting ever since last December for the inevitable release of PHPBB 3.0.1. And while it's not out yet, shortly before we did our vBulletin episode last week, we had Mike posted an announcement about the beginning of these quality assurance or quack and assassinate release candidates. David, how about you tell us a little bit about what's going on?
Okay. Well, Mike Acidburn posted an announcement on phpbb.com, and this is his only announcement, or this will be the only announcement for minor releases. It's just to let everybody know how to be informed about minor releases.
Mm-hmm.
Release candidates before minor releases is what that is, basically. And he basically said that in an effort to produce product stability, they're releasing the first release candidate of the 3.0.1, and you can subscribe to the PHPBB Quality Assurance Team mailing list to be informed about releases coming up. So And that's mainly for tech-savvy users, people who want to, you know, stay up to date, up to the minute with PHBBB3.
The same kind of people that would be checking out the Subversion repositories of PHBBB3, essentially.
Essentially, yes. You know, it's one step down from that because it's an actual release.
Yeah.
Whereas the repository would be like a nightly build. Mm-hmm. But yes, basically it'd be the same thing. You know, for those tech-savvy users who want to, you know, stay on the cutting edge of HBBB3.
And help find bugs. Course,
yeah. And so that was announced. And, of course, it will be the only announced RC release of any of the 3.0 line.
Now, is this the same kind of thing that the same kind of things that the Quack and Assassinate team will be testing?
Right. That's why he posted on there that, you know, subscribe to the QA mailing list. Now, the QA mailing list is not the QA team. That's just the mailing list so that you can be informed of individual updates. But the QA team, you know, that is part of what they do.
Yeah. It's like the public side of it. And there's also a private side, which we can't talk about. Yes. Okay, that's cool. And I think what's very good to remember is that this is very important how they're doing this, because a lot of the complaints about PHPBB over the years have been referring to the, I think it's three times in PHPBB's history where they had to do another release within a couple of days of a prior release. That happened with 2.0.10 after 2.0.9, 2.0.13 after 2.0.12. And then during PHPBB3's own release candidate cycle, RC7 came out like the day after RC6. And so that had a lot of people complaining. And just the purpose of doing this process is to hopefully catch these problems before a new minor release is sent out there.
Hopefully. Yeah. Now, what's crazy about that is, you know, RC6, RC7, those are minor releases.
Yes.
You know, those aren't – you know, that's not like going 3.01 and 3.02 and, you know, that sort of thing. It is still a minor release, but you had so many people
using it,
running the RCs because it was the only, you know, it was the latest version of the 3.0 line that you could get. So it wasn't like you would just.
What do you want them to do? Do release candidates for release candidates?
Right, exactly. That would be silly, but. You know, but it happened, and that's, you know, that is why the RCs come out, so that, you know, we don't have 3.0.1 and then 2 days later 3.0.2, you know, so that when the 3.0.1 comes out, it's stable, there's no major bugs in it, or, you know, there's always bugs in everything, and you have to kind of expect that, but it's, you know, it's not going to be a deal where it's going to be a reason to release 3.0.2, you know, a week later or whatever, so.
But for those of you who like
– normal time frame, like 2 or 3 months or whatever.
When PHPB 3.0.1 comes out, which will hopefully be very soon, you want to give us like a glimpse of what we can expect to see?
You can already get a glimpse of what you want to see.
Well,
if that's what you're asking.
Can you summarize for us?
Well, mostly bug fixes. That's really just the major thing. There's been some things like ViewForm has been the performance of ViewForm has been improved considerably. Permissions have been changed. The performance of permissions, that is. You know, there's not really any new features. It's just performance changes and bug fixes, pretty much.
And you know, there's a couple security issues.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's always going to be something.
Yeah. So,
which are not the least of important fixes.
This release of PHPBB 3.0.1 is brought to you by Raid Bug Spray. Essentially.
Pretty much, yes.
Exactly. You know,
it's going to fix a lot of annoying bugs that have annoyed people. Let's put it that way. So that's going to be good. Unlike 3.2, which introduces a lot of new features and a lot of changes.
You want us to talk about, because Marek R., he's the new guy on the development team, APTX, he, about a week or so ago, checked in the brand new BB code parser that we have been talking about for PHPBB 3.2 as Kreis.
It is just that. It's a BB code parser. Basically be like a new API. It can handle. Let me go look at it so that I can get an accurate view. Okay, here we go. Oops, nope, those are his fixes for that. All right, here we go. Nope, more fixes for that.
Oopsie.
Okay.
If you are interested in following while you're looking for your fixes, if you're interested in following the check-ins that are made, you can keep track with development for both the 2.0 branch, the 3.0 branch, and the upcoming Ascreus branch. You can go to lists.sourceforge.net/lists/listinfo/phpbb-checkins. And from there, you can subscribe to the mailing list, and you'll get a good number of emails, but it will let you see every time that there is a new check-in, something new that's added to the development branch, so you can really keep track on what's going on in PHPBB3 development.
I'm sure the listener followed you and was able to type all that out accurately.
It will be linked in the show notes.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a new directory in the PHPBB includes folder called bbcode, and then that has the bbcode parser, which is the new file that APTX checked in. And that, again, that contains a lot of the existing bbcodes, and it handles them in a pretty standard way, so you can add a bunch of new ones. I haven't actually had a chance to test the new bbcode parser out, and I'm anxious to try it, but okay. I haven't had much time to do it. But it will be it looks very, very cool in what it can do. So we're quite excited.
Okay. Is there anything else that's been recently added into? There's been a couple of really large commits very recently in here.
Commits.
Yeah, well, whatever.
On April 2nd,
on Wednesday, David MJ committed a new DB database abstraction layer function, apparently.
Okay, yes, that's right. I forgot about that one. This one is really cool. I've spoken with David MJ about this before. It's basically taking the existing SQL queries and turning them into what you would call common SQL queries. There would be what's the term for it? Well, basically it standardizes them.
Okay.
So you can, you know, it basically builds a query. It builds every query the same way so that it will work better with all of the different database types in PHPBB3. And 3.2, of course, has the extra DB2 database type as well as...
In essence, you no longer need schemas for things like the initial install, and you can actually modify this to do conversions from one database type to another, hypothetically. So you could convert it into this mutual code from, say, DB2, and then have it restore into MySQL. And obviously that's not, you know, particularly simple to do, but it's very possible, and this makes it much easier.
And this also has to do with the new posting API, because that's what he checked in was a new posting API as well. So, which has been great. We really needed a new posting API. The existing one was a little bit difficult to work with.
Mm-hmm. Having worked with it, at least in PHPBB2, I don't know about PHPBB3, but yeah, I will definitely vouch for that.
Yeah, so there's a lot of good functions in there. I don't want to get too technical about it. Of course, if you want to review that, you can always go to the check-in list on SourceForge, or you can go to the CodeForge on phpbb.com by going to code.phpbb.com and review the trunk. The trunk is the 3.2 release branch, and then the branches contain the 3.0.1 and 3.0.x releases.
Yeah. You know what I'm starting to feel on this podcast? I'm starting to feel like the old grandfatherly figure. Oh, I remember when in PHPBB2 we had to do things this way. We didn't have internet. We had phones with dials on it. Actually, I still have a rotary phone in my
room. We had to walk to school in 3 feet of snow in our bare feet.
We couldn't ski through it like you did.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, I had some people say, hey, you don't respect PHPB2. I said, well, you know, PHPB2 has a lot of security issues. And for a lot of the professional community out there that are not, you know, directly PHPB2 or a PHPBB related. When you mention PHPBB, they go, "Oh, that's a very insecure piece of software." They don't think between version 2 or version 3. And so when you tell them, "Yes, it was, the version 2 was, but version 3 fixes all that," you know, some people are, "Oh, you know, you don't respect PHPBB 2.
I respect PHPBB 2.
I respect PHPBB 2, but it's time to let it rest.
No. We do not let it rest We don't let it rest until PHPBB teams let it rest, and hopefully that won't be until, I don't know, about the year 2200.
I think it'll happen a lot sooner than that.
Once the Borg invade. I'm looking at the chat room. Neothermic is asking to be on the line, so we'll just say hi to him in a minute.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, Neothermic.
Space Strange, you are unmuted. Yes, I'm unmuted somehow.
Yes, that's what Talk to will say.
I was just sort of saying, or thinking to myself, I agree, 2.0 really needs to be laid to rest, and the sooner is actually probably the better. It was great while it lasted. Probably lasted a little too long, though. Six years-ish?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe next time.
Hey, Neothermic, can you hold on 1 second? Douglas, can you hear Neothermic well?
Not quite.
Neothermic, do you want to have Douglas call you via Skype? That way
I'm
can hear you.
I'm calling via Skype, but yeah, if you can call me via Skype, that'd be fantastic.
Oh, I'm understanding you better now. Okay. Say what you're saying one more time.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
That's going to be a fantastic part of the podcast, isn't it?
No problem.
Apparently Marshall can't hear me at all.
I think he can hear you.
Nope. Just barely can make it out. Maybe when we listen to it, it'll be easier.
We can hear you, Neothermic. We're on a limited time, so what'd you like to tell us?
Okay. Well, I mean, I was just agreeing to the fact that 2.0 should definitely be laid to rest sooner rather than later. 3.0 is definitely a big change from it, and although people are afraid to make that jump, you know, the sooner they do, the more they'll get out of it. You know, 3.0 is faster out of the box, and you know, the next version, the next point release is going to make it even faster, so it's going to be, you know, even more of a reason to you know, move on to the 3.0. so that's all I got to say.
Now, Neothermic, stay on the line for a second because I do have a couple questions. As a community perspective, you know, like to give sometimes the community point of view, I also like to ask some community questions that I would anticipate users would ask. And that is, first of all, the question, when does the PHPBB team foresee dropping support for PHPBB 2?
Uh-oh.
Currently, we have no public plan.
Tomorrow.
Basically, the long and often quoted on the boards is that for the life of 3.0, there'll be support for 2.0. This may change should it become infeasible to maintain 2.0 as well as 3.0 and develop 3.2.
Mm-hmm.
But if we do change this, we'll give you months of notice.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I do think that Neothermic has a point. A lot of people in the community, and it's growing continually, and I understand that, are saying that, you know, 3.0 is the way to go, 2.0 needs to go to rest, and eventually, I'm not cynical, I know that 2.0 will go to rest very soon, relatively soon. However, there are still going to be a number of people that still want to use 2.0 for a little while longer, for whatever reasons, and so...
But you have people still using 1.0. You know, I'm serious. You know, it is absolutely true.
You got to move up eventually. You know, 1.0 went out of date about 6 years ago. You know.
Yeah, but you know, look at all the hosts that are afraid to move from PHP 4 to PHP 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we still have to battle that, even though PHP 4 was end of life 4 months and 5 days ago.
They're still willing to put out security updates as needed. August 8th, 2008 is the magic day when PHP 4 literally will be dead, and then at that point, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And because after that day, if anything insecure comes up with PHP 4, they're not going to do anything about it. So that'll be interesting to see. And as more and more people start to move away from PHP 4, that will probably be the point when PHPBB2 starts to lose its momentum. Nevertheless, one of the reasons I'm still attached to PHPBB2 is that I still think that PHPBB2 appeals to the brand new type of user, the user that's not, that is more easily intimidated by having all the options that PHPBB3 presents to you. That's kind of the reason I'm still attached to PHPBB2. Yes, I know it's not written with a security standpoint in mind. Yes, I know it's based on really old code and all this wonderful and all this stuff, and not natively for PHP 5. But I still think that there's still going to be a block of users that are more attracted to the more simple type of interface that PHPBB2 offers.
Now, it should be noted that the latest. Can I put in my 5 cents?
Go ahead.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah.
I was just saying that it should be noted that the latest revision of the 2.0 line did fix many issues with PHP 5.
Mm-hmm.
And there is some consideration into allowing support of PHPBB2 on PHP 5,
yeah.
Which would, because after August 8th, I ethically would have some problems with supporting a software that we do not officially support on PHP 5. So at that point, I would kind of push, even before that, I would push for some sort of decision to be made whether we want to scrap it or make it, you know, workable on PHP 5. Because as soon as PHP 4, as soon as they stop releasing security issues, that becomes potentially compromised software.
Yes.
Compromisable software. Yes. So, right. So at that point,
I've always wondered why the teams refuse to support PHPBB2 on PHP 5, considering they've put a lot of code in there to make it be able to work on PHP 5, and many, many users report it working fine on PHP 5, so I've always wondered why the teams are still so reluctant to offer support for it.
Because there was never a bug tracking cycle for PHPBB2 on PHP 5, so we never actually went through... It was never tried on PHP 5 when it was first coded. So there are numbers of issues like blank pages and things like that come up, and we don't know what they are. And then people say, oh, I'm using PHP 5, and then you just paste that same code into a PHP 4 environment, and it works fine. But it doesn't work on PHP 5, and it sometimes takes a long time to track down what exactly it is that's causing a problem. So there was never a bug tracking cycle for that on PHP 5. And so we can't support it.
You can't officially support that because it's not been officially tested and run through, and you know any changes that need to be.
And there's no more development of it at all.
Yeah.
So there's no more development, and as such,
if we asked you guys to try to get it to work, that would be taking away from 3.2 and 3.0 development, and especially up until
exactly
until December, you guys were very busy trying to get 3.0 Olympus out the door sooner rather than later.
Well, it does work on 99%, even more probably than that, of setup. So as long as you don't do anything too crazy, I mean, pretty much, it does
basically
work.
It basically should not be the hindrance in keeping hosts from moving to PHP 5, you know? It shouldn't be like, oh, we have PHP 2, so we should not move to PHP 5. You know, they could still run PHP 2 on PHP 5, or PHP 2 on PHP 5.
Yeah. I've done it before. It doesn't work too badly, actually. I haven't noticed any problems with it.
I'd say probably
majority of PHP.
Yeah. I'd say the majority of people that, at least that I've seen, that are afraid to jump to PHPBB3 is the fact that they have either a pre-mod board or a highly modified board, mm-hmm. you know, not just your vanilla normal board, which is, you know, only takes minutes to convert to PHPBB3. You know, it's ones that... You know, it's ones that are highly modified, and so they would have a lot of difficulty converting to PHPBB3. Now, even once with, you know, things like categories hierarchy, you know, which has been, you know, which was just a complete redo of the PHPBB2 core, basically, those still convert to PHPBB3. So.
Anyway, I wanted to thank NeoThermic for calling in and offering that comment, and the question about PHPBB2, PHPBB3 is going to be something that we're going to keep on discussing as time goes on and we start to see what happens with 2.0. However, we are on a slightly bit of a time limit, so we're going to move on to the radio.
I wanted to add quickly, Neothermic just said the biggest problem with PHP 5 and 2.0 was BSD setting, which is true. Was one of the big issues. But I mean, still, like I said, 99% of setups it will work as long as you don't change any of the default settings. It runs fine. I'm running it right now.
Yeah,
it works fine.
In fact, Yuri, actually, BSD settings may be something that the community may not be familiar with. What is BSD settings?
Quickly.
That's a good question. Depending on which ones she means, this is always spread around, and I've just kind of accepted it. I don't know what exactly they are. Do you have any idea in terms of what exactly?
BSD is a Linux. BSD is a Linux.
Yeah, right, but what specifically?
I gotta move on because we aren't.
Well, let's go ahead and move on.
The reason we got Yuri on to join us today is because right after we did PHP Bulletin Weekly last week, and I think it's kind of ironic that this was literally half an hour after we closed up shop last week.
Just for you, Douglas.
Yes, I think there's some conspiracy going on. But anyway, Yuri was the one to post in the announcements forum the first ever live PHP BB conference called London Vasion 2008. It's going to be held at a hotel near London Heathrow Airport on Sunday, July 20th, all day. And so we've asked Yuri to come on and tell us about this.
You read the announcement, hopefully. It's the first one in the announcements forums on .com. If you have any specific questions, I'll be happy to answer. I think the big one that everyone was asking is whether this is set in stone and, you know, whether we're planning to cancel it tomorrow. No, there are no plans to cancel it tomorrow. It'll happen unless something out of our control occurs. You know, I'd rather not speculate as to what kind of natural disasters or unnatural disasters would cause us to cancel such a thing. But, of course, you know, living in a 2008 world, you never really know what could happen. And so I'm not going to say that there's a 100% absolutely, you know, everyone will be there. But as long as nothing that's out of our control occurs, it won't be canceled.
What I thought the first time I saw this was it reminds me very much, you know, people who have been following me, particularly on my other, what was my other show, which just ended, was I've gone to Automattic's WordCamp for WordPress for the last 2 years. And that was also rerouted back in 2006, kind of similar. They met in San Francisco, which is why I was able to go. And it was just a one day, they were going to do it, it's like a bar camp type thing with presentation, with presenters coming. And it was going to be, for them anyway, the first time for their group of developers and people that they work with to come together and meet each other for the first place. Similarly, this is going to be the first time that most of the PHP BB team members, which are spread worldwide, will be able to come together and be able to meet each other as well as a number of the users. A very interesting event that you guys are planning.
Yes, and that's the main goal. We kind of want to meet the community and each other. I've met Ashley, and Ashley's met Nils, and I think a few other people, John, I believe.
David's met his brother.
They're close by. So, I mean, they're fairly close by.
Him too, yes. So, David, you are going to ask a number of questions about this, so how about we get going so our listeners can learn a bit about this. Also, if your listeners who are in the chat room or want to call in, please go ahead and ask questions, and we will try to cover them as best as possible in the time we have left. David, take it away.
Neothermic, first of all, is saying, barring hit by being hit by an asteroid or the Great Fire of London, I'll be there. The teams itself, now, Yuri, correct me if I'm wrong, but we actually decided, you know, let's meet up ourselves, and then we're like, you know what, let's open it to the community as well. Mm-hmm. So even if it's just us being there and 50 other people, it's still going to happen.
And that was the real thing, because if we were all going to be in one place, we thought that it would just be a waste, all that money that would go into just flying there, because, you know, it is expensive for everyone to buy tickets. So all that money that would go in there, we thought it would be kind of foolish not to take that opportunity and make this a public event.
Yeah.
The first public event. And the first public event is really the key here, because it's so difficult. Since we really don't know what type of outcome, what will happen, We don't know how many people would be interested and all sorts of things. So there's no precedent. Hopefully there will be after this, and hopefully it'll be a, we'll remember this as a good event rather than a disaster. But in, as Ashley just said, even if there are 50 people and us, we'll still be there, and that's absolutely true. The way that we booked the room, we were paying for the room and not for any individual person who's coming. So it really doesn't matter how many people show up. We will still hold the event, even if there are 50 or 100. But I really don't think that's going to be a problem, to be honest.
What if there's 1,000?
I think there are more than enough people. You know, there are limits, of course, to how many people we can allow. So at some point, when we're nearing our limit, I will make that announcement. So maybe 50 people or 100 people before, just kind of let everyone know that we are reaching the end there. So just for quality control, we don't want 5,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So
now we have a question in the chat room from Ozentel. Ozental, why did we choose London as a location?
This was voted upon by the team members. It was, I think, originally between New York and London. New York would have been kind of easier for me to plan, now that I think about it. But all the same, it's fine, thanks to the internet and telephones, things like that. Really no problem in communication.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now, you did fly to London, of course, and handpick, basically, the,
yes, of
the
course.
Hotel.
Right. It would have been silly not to do it, I think, because we otherwise wouldn't have been able to look at the hotels. And, there were a few mix-ups with that, and I left my list at home, and I had to kind of remember who it is that we were supposed to go see.
Mm-hmm.
But we did eventually find a very, very good hotel, and there's free Wi-Fi in the hotel, something that not many of the other hotels did.
Oh, free Wi-Fi in a hotel? Oh, boy. Wow.
Yes. Free Wi-Fi, and they comped Wi-Fi for us completely, which was a biggie because very few other hotels were willing to do that.
Yeah.
And due to a couple other things, they had the biggest room, I believe, out of everyone. There were other, I think, bigger rooms that were available that I spoke to previously, but they were far too large and far too expensive. For our needs and for our budget. So, unfortunately, we will have to limit it to a certain number this year. I won't actually mention what the number is just yet.
Yeah.
We'd like to start this off. So, if this is successful, I'm sure this won't be the last event we'll ever hold. So, there's stress on this is the first, of hopefully many. And they probably won't all be in London. I would be very surprised if we. The whole point of conferences is that you can hold them in different places. So it's just that this particular conference is being held in London.
And it's the pressure of the first future. Conference and making that successful so that you can have subsequent conferences, yeah?
I think the reason why it was London rather than New York mostly is because the majority of people are European who use PHPBB. I mean, there are plenty of people in the United States, I'm sure, but most of the team specifically are closer to Europe, except those that are very far away from Europe.
Right. So for a lot of people, it was just taking the train or a hop over the channel, right?
See, if you guys had done
New
York, I have frequent flyer miles. I could have gone to New York on a particular airline, but the airline doesn't go to London, so I can't go.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do also have frequent flyer miles in the U.S., not so much internationally. But, you win some, you lose some, and this is going to be good for some people who, people in France or Germany who it's just a couple hours for them. Probably a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little more for others, especially those from New Zealand or Australia. For who it's, I think it's like a 15 or 16 hour flight with stops in between in Hong Kong or in other places. So it's that's quite a long flight. I mean, for me it was I think 5 hours or maybe it was probably like 6 hours, and it was very comfortable. Like they fed us twice. So there were two big meals, and I was very, this is American Airlines, by the way, spam. There have been some bad things said about American Airlines, but really there really was no issues, except on our way back, the guy bumped when he was landing, and the masks came down. So I think there was a breach somewhere in the plane, because the mask, it got really loud all of a sudden. Like, you could hear the outside and the engines. They got really, really loud, so I think something opened up somewhere. But apart from that little glitch, there really were no... We were
just
on the ground,
everybody, you know.
Right, now,
No, we were on the ground, so I don't really think that there's.
Okay, so
could have just been burst thrusters.
Talking about what's going to actually be taking place at this conference all day on Sunday, July 20th. What are you guys going to be doing?
Well, we haven't released an actual plan yet, mostly because we're not sure who wants to speak.
What do you hope?
But as we
hope,
well,
to stand around
definitely
and
will
stare
be.
Everybody.
Yeah, that's no. I mean, realistically, the point of the conference is to meet up with people, so it'll be a very interactive conference, hopefully, and we will all sort of.
But we will
you know,
have speakers,
be able to interact and mingle and such. There'll be a question and answer, an open question and answer, where, you know, there'll be a panel, and you'll be able to ask whatever you want. Then there will be...
We're going to hand out free copies of PHBBB 3.
Okay.
Yeah. On 3.5-inch floppies.
Yes.
One thing I'd like to do, and we're going to... I think this would be great if we can figure out how to make this work. David is going to be at London Invasion. I am not, unless anyone wants to send me about $1,500 to go fly over there, and then wants to share a room with me. And that's it's not going to happen. Yes, I'm serious. I'm not kidding, Neothermic. That's round trip from San Francisco.
No, I mean, you could do much better than $1,500, honestly.
That's including taxes and fees. It was $1,000 for the round trip flight, plus you add on the taxes and fees. David and I did this last week.
It cost me $550 to fly from New York,
yes,
and the flight out from California to New York is about $200. So
don't worry about it. There's other things that's going to keep me from going, so don't worry about that. However, David's going to be there, and I know that there's like an 8-hour time difference between where I am and where and over in London, but I think it'd be good if we could figure out a way to do it, if we could perhaps do a special live episode of PHPBB Weekly. David hosting at the conference, maybe I can figure something out from where I'm sitting over here in good old San Francisco. But we're definitely going to want to trying our best to do some amount of coverage of London Invasion here on PHPBB Weekly. And I'm probably going to be trying to help David get some stuff together for that. But
by the way, Douglas, if you wake up suddenly in a small room, you've probably been abducted.
You can't do that.
So we said we're going to abduct you. We want deep fried pickle hearts.
I'll send a couple of barrels over there for you guys to enjoy. Okay. Yes.
Now there are some plans to actually cover the event from directly from our side.
Mm-hmm.
So not to speculate or to kind of give away our top secret plans too much. But there are some ideas as to coverage, probably won't be live coverage, but to release a few clips or something along those lines. So your job might be easier.
We're trying to do it a little. Now, you see, you guys have super secret plans. We don't have any plans yet. I know I certainly want to be able to try to go there, but we're going to try to do a couple of things. I know that – I don't know if it's going to be the same weekend as it was last year, but if it is, then I'm going to be at the same time you guys are at London Invasion. I might be at WordCamp 2008 this year doing stuff over there, but it will be interesting to find out because obviously that hasn't come out yet. We don't know anything about that yet. I certainly will hope we can be able to do some kind of thing since David anyway will be at London Invasion. It's a major event, and we hope to be able to do something here on PHPBB Weekly.
Well, every time they have those Mac events, they always have live coverage of the event.
Oh, yeah.
So some guy is actually there, and he has a mic, and he transmits, and he goes, oh, look, Steve Jobs came up, things like that. But you might,
yes.
You might hire someone to do that.
No, that, I don't see. That's why I didn't do very. I don't do very much of those things because you know there's enough stuff on the rest of the internet already for all those stuff.
Now, Yuri,
With Wi-Fi. Yep.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, just with Wi-Fi, it makes it much easier to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What about advertisers? Do you have advertisers? Are you still looking for advertisers? And if an advertiser is listening, how will they advertise?
I'm glad you asked. That way I didn't have to press this at the end. I'm still looking for advertisers. We, I should say, are still looking for advertisers. You can PM me if you're interested. Anything is welcome. Everyone is welcome. I'll talk about it in more detail in private. When you contact me, any sort of ideas that you may have, so it's not specifically any methods that we're selling, anything that you, if you want to get out flyers or posters, whatever it is that you would rather do, anything that you have in mind is fine. Well, I mean, you would have to discuss it first, obviously, but potentially we're very open-minded in terms of what it is that advertise. So, yeah, advertising is still wide open. There's still plenty of spaces available. Shoot me a PM or, any method that you can contact me in on phbb.com in my profile. All my information is listed.
Maybe PHBBB Weekly should do some advertising for you.
Sure, if you can cough up the money.
How much are you looking for?
A few million,
A few million.
Not too much.
The heck with you, Yuri.
Right.
I mean, obviously, you can look at the prices on phpv.com for advertising, and I mean that should give you an idea. Of
that's online what. Advertising as opposed to the London invasion advertising,
right? And I mean, it really depends on. We do have some offers, so it's not not everything is completely open. There are some offers, and there are a few people who have already. Not too much on this right now, but it has to do with demand versus supply. So there's not too much supply. There should be hopefully plenty of demand. And as soon as registration is open, hopefully that will kind of increase. But if you are interested, again, contact me.
Mm-hmm.
So don't just assume that you can't afford it or anything along those lines. So contact me. I'm more than happy to explain what options we have available.
How soon is registration for London Invasion opening, particularly for the folks in the United States who want to purchase the £10 ticket price before the dollar falls any further?
Well, you can do what I do and just store your money in euros, and you can do that today. The reason why registration wasn't open is we wanted to give people a chance to ask questions because, as we said, this was a first event, and we thought it would be kind of unfair to open registration up and potentially have it be sold out before your question got answered if you had a specific question relating to the event.
Opens, there's going to be a big rush, right?
Yeah.
I really hope that people – obviously we expect things like that just – even though we plan, I still perfectly expect that the questions will start as soon as registration is open rather than with a time that was allocated specifically to questions. But nevertheless, I received a lot of questions, specifically that one about how serious we are and how sure we are that the event will take place, which, again, as we said, unless something happens, we've kind of dug the hole quite a bit. So even
barring any acts of God, we're going to be there.
Yeah, pretty much. As long as nothing really, really goes wrong, we'll all be there. So,
you guys are definitely...
a few people have already bought tickets, so a few people will certainly be there, even if the event is not there.
You guys are certainly doing announcing this awfully early, because from my experience with WordCamp, they announced that thing like 3 weeks before they decided to put it on.
We wanted to give people a chance to buy tickets and to make plans and such. I bought my ticket to go to London a week before my flight, and it was, like as I said, $550 from New York to London. And anywhere within the United States, you can get tickets for, I think, probably under $400, regardless of where you are. to New York. So
now, do you think booking early is going to get you a cheaper rate, or do you think waiting a little bit longer is going to get cheaper? Because like right now, I looked up prices for Douglas to fly over there, and it was seriously like $1,100 round trip.
Well, that was before taxes and fees.
But, right. No, that but, that wasn't. But let's say that I booked him for next month flying, it was like $500 cheaper.
What?
Yeah.
Well, there is really okay. Well, there you go. There's kind of a parabola in of sorts when it comes to flight prices. If you go with a cheap company, there are people there who will book you flights. Their companies like Expedia and things like that. But those are the popular ones, and their prices tend to be more expensive, and they even add a fee and things like that. There are more budget companies. You can find these on Google. Just search for budget flights, and you can find booking agencies that will find you the cheapest flight available. Now, it's for those agencies, it's good to book in advance, and they'll get you really cheap tickets, and they'll inform you of cheap tickets. What you have to watch out for is to make sure that you're able to cancel the flight, because Expedia and Hotels.com, they have options that will, like, you can buy insurance, and if something happens, you can cancel the flight. A lot of these budget companies don't have that, so if something should happen, that would prevent you, a medical emergency, anything like that, that would prevent you from going. You would lose the money for the ticket, as opposed to if you bought it with Expedia, so it can actually end up costing you more, depending on, what happens. So you just have to make sure that you read the policies of whatever site you use. Now, if you book closer, it might be cheaper if there are many flights that are not sold out, so if there are many seats that are available, and the companies, I guess, suppose that that they won't sell out, they might drop the prices. This has happened. This is a weekend, and this is July, so I'm not sure. I don't have any statistics to kind of let you know what prices typically are in July. It's warmer, so I would imagine that there would be more tourist flights bought as opposed to when I went, when it was rather colder, and I really don't think that too many people bought tickets there to visit London, although I'm sure some did. So, yeah, so to answer your question, it depends. Booking early is usually better, at least in most cases. It will probably save you a few bucks, opposed to if you're booking a week before and all the flights are sold out, the prices are going to be really high. Sometimes you can only get like first class tickets or, you know what I mean? And so it really depends on the specific time that you're buying tickets. So I would recommend that you buy tickets early. That doesn't mean you have to buy tickets now. There are still three and something months, I think, right? If my math is...
Yeah, tickets will always be cheaper if you can get them. Like Stanton pointed out, tickets will always be cheaper if you purchase them between like Tuesday and Thursday. That's, for example, that's when I where I found the deals. If you can afford to stay in London a little bit longer, so if you wanted to do a little touristing, you could fly on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, or even Monday is not bad either. But for example, I looked up San Francisco to LHR on in April for the same 18th to the 21st, which is also time frame. But yeah, no, I know you're not going.
I'd like to go, but I'm not going. It's not.
But I'm just giving an example. It's only $674 versus like $1,100.
We have 7 minutes before we have to close the show up, and that's because I have to get somewhere. So we have to end the show at 7 minutes. We are not doing a mod or style of the week this week, so that we could have enough time to talk about everything we wanted to do. But I would like to give one last opportunity for anyone in the chat room to be able to ask any questions about this conference. And also for you guys to say anything else that you guys would like to discuss about London Vasion.
There was one question actually that Neil Thermick was asking. Who from the teams would you most like to see from or at London Invasion or London Vasion?
London Vasion.
Thermick said that if you don't pick him, then or if you pick him, you won't get banned from PHP. Just so you know, Pointism said he wanted to meet Birdie. Yuri, are we going to see Birdiezilla at London Vasion?
No.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, even more so, John is coming, and he's a trainer of Birdiezilla, as you know. so the keeper and the trainer. John, SHS.
Yes, he'll be there. Mike
so should
be there.
So he will be there.
As far as I know, all the team members will be there.
Well, not all the team members will be there. Obviously, some people have things that they have to do on those days, and not everyone can make it out.
Emphasis
but
on practically.
Hopefully the majority. What?
The emphasis on practically all the team members being there. But yes.
The majority will definitely be there. Hopefully everyone who you want will be there. I'll be there. So even if nobody else is there, you know, you can shake my hand. And
I want to add something. This is obviously something that the teams are planning to do in London. However, if there are any PHPBB users at their own parts of the country or the world or whatever that want to put together some kind of a PHPBB conference, even if it's not one that's officially done by you guys, what would you give recommend? Would you support them with that or help advertise?
Hey,
any recommendations?
As far as I'm concerned, you know, all the more power to you if you want to do some grassroots support for PHPBB where you are. That's fine. If you're interested in doing it and you want to ask some questions, you can always contact me. I'll be more than happy to share experiences and things like that, kind of help you get along. I mean, go for it, you know. I think it might have been the French international site that organized something in France, by the way. This isn't by far the first PHPBB conference, just the first official PHPBB conference. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people have gotten in groups, and I know that Henry Callenved goes to a PHPBB group somewhere where he lives around his area.
Hey, David,
so there are groups that meet. So
David, let's you and I do put together a San Francisco invasion. You and I will do that.
I wanted to hold one in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Yeah, I think we should. Yeah. I think we should do one here in San Francisco. I think that would be great.
That's because you live there.
Yeah,
you know what?
I'm biased. Patricia. San Francisco is beautiful. I'm very biased. We got to wrap up now.
hey, all
just
the
one more thing, if I could. If I could just add one more thing, courtesy of John. Birdies will be on sale. Hopefully the new birdies will be on, the new birdies, the third version, the ones that currently are in the shop, will be on sale. If you're interested in buying one, please let me know. That way we can kind of get an idea of how many we will need and we don't run out.
Okay.
So if you want to hold off buying the birdie until you're at the conference, you can certainly do that.
Or you can buy one now from phpbb.com/shop.
If you want to buy one now, you can go ahead and do that, or you can wait until the conference. It's really up to you. There are plenty left, but there might not be by the time.
You'll know how many Star Trek Guide members we have at the conference because we'll all be dressed in Borg costumes.
I hope not. Okay, now I'm really not going. Anyway, if you want to check out the show notes and links for everything we've talked about in this show, and all of our other 57 shows, you can go to phpbbweekly.net, which is our official website. Also, check out our forum at StarTrekGuide.com to just help discuss about PHPBB Weekly. And sometime this week, I'm going to be posting a particular topic in there to get your opinions on what kind of coverage you would like PHPBB Weekly to do at London Invasion. So essentially, you could help us write David's marching orders for him. Our next episode will be episode number 58 next Saturday, April 12th. I will not be here. I will be taking another one of those standardized college-type tests that you have to do in the junior year of high school. And so David will be taking the realm and talking about something, and I'll get him to tell me so we can put that on our website. PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Thank you so much to Yuri Rusko, also known as Marshall Rusty, who joined us today. He's the one that's putting together, he's coordinating London Invasion. It should be a lot of fun. And for those of you interested in going, the tickets are going to be going on sale soon. They will be £10, and you can find more information about that coming soon on phpbb.com. And so that wraps up our episode today. I'm Douglas Bell. And
David Lewis.
David Lewis, good. And we hope to see
you. And I am Marshall Rusty.
He's already introduced you, but that works.
Yeah, well, you all said it, so I figured, you know, might join in.
We are 1 hour down, and it's time to go. So we'll see you all, hopefully, next week. Bye, everybody.